Hello, American Fork High School. J.W. Kester here today on Saturday, October 8th, 2016, and we're at the BBI in Logan, Utah. I'm judging percussion today. Got a great vantage point. I'm at the top of the stadium, just off the 50-yard line. The lights are on. Everything looks great. You're on the field. We're just about ready to go. Just waiting for an announcement. Wish you the best of luck for your performance tonight. Okay, here we go. Very intriguing. Opening.
Much greater imagination than we do, which is why the real story of the universe is far more interesting than any of the fairy tales we have.
Yes, I like the texture. Really nice. Front ensemble sound. Really nice, strong opening statement from the battery percussion. Good clarity, even though you're all the way on the back sideline. Yes. Well done. Wow, very impressive look by the front ensemble. Really nice stick heights, good consistent techniques, person to person. Be careful, watch that last rip out of the battery section. That biggity-biggity-bop, it wasn't super clean. Easy bass is just a little bit heavy there relative to who you're supporting. For out of the winds, you've got to be just a little bit lighter texturally. Okay, careful. A lot of the inner notes in their segment. Okay, there's that clarity. Okay, bad attack on that roll snares. Okay, so the cleanliness of the notes, especially on some of these attacks, is not as stellarly clean as I think you'd like them to be. You got to be a little bit more careful. Don't overhit them and overplay those the opening attacks. Watch the time of the concert. Bass up in the front, okay, with the pulse relative to what's going on in the backfield, especially with the back bass drums, just ever so slightly off. And nicely done from the battery. Nice phrase that time. Good solid release. Again, sounds like I'm getting some clarity issues coming out of the snare segment, that last phrase at the halt before they stepped off the slide towards the middle. Okay, nice solid tenor part. It's just the right hand, number three drum. Good intensity. Okay, now trading off over to the basses. I'm not hearing the bass voice nearly as well, and I'm not sensing the same degree of intensity going from the tenors over to the basses. I'm not sure if you want it to be the same or not. It seems to me it probably should have been, so the basses voice could come out a little bit stronger because they're so far back on the field at that back hash. Okay, up here in where I'm at right now, I'm not getting any of the front ensemble, the keyboard sounds at all. Watch the timing of the isolated splashes up in the front ensemble on the cymbals. Okay, the second one was just a little bit off. Not everybody was together. Somebody rushed it a little bit.
You can either see hundreds of weeds or thousands of wishes.
Love to have even a little bit more vibraphone, a little more vibe coming out, getting all the way up here. Really wonderful technique by the front ensemble. Nice texture on the triangles. Watch the roll at the end, the release of the roll on the triangle. Keep it nice and smooth all the way through. Watch the timing. Keep it nice and open and light on the orchestra bells. And not hearing much. I'm not hearing the timpani at all either up here. The timpani player could definitely play out more. Nice job on the concert bass. Very nice texture and quality of sound. Nice lead in from the battery. Yeah, really well done. Watch the release. Tenors were just a smidge behind. So just an ever so slight flam with the rest of the battery. Prop.
The sky is the limit, but only for those who are afraid to fly.
Nice layering build in for the battery. Really nicely done. Good, strong, solid statement for the battery. Okay, come on. Some clarity issues out of this there segment that time. Okay, nice, nice stuff. I appreciate the intensity. I appreciate the involvement percussively from the visual standpoint, moving the battery around side to side. Yes, nicely done. Wow, nice feature tenors. Really well done on the crescendo. Okay, again, some clarity issues. Slight, but still there. Snare segment. Watch the attack on the roll snares coming in after the tenors. Nice, strong statement here. Really good driving. Love to have a little bit more coming out of the bass drums. Again, yeah, I'm hearing them, but I feel them, but I'd like to have a little more presence from the basses. Nice unison parts from the keyboards. Again, it's really hard to hear them, and of course I get a large band sound, but I really think the master volume on your mixer needs to go up a couple of notches in a big stadium like this. So if you're going to be in another big stadium, you've really got to make sure you're getting all the sounds up here so you can get full credit for everything. Wow, some really nice things. So we had some performance issues, I think, snare segment on a lot of attacks and then some of the inner phrases. But overall, it was a solid performance. I'd love to actually hear more bass drums. At times, I lost them against the other sections. Tenors, I thought, had a really strong show. We'll take a look at some of your balance. The key front ensemble really did a nice job. Thank you very much. Wow. I hope my comments have been helpful to you. I wish you the best of luck. So long, folks.